This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, whatever they're doing. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the wildcats out there, the roughnecks working on those rigs, wherever you're at, pumping the oil, which, by the way, oil went up yesterday again. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Don't forget, we thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, also check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click on the like side and then jump on into the chat room in there, and you can converse with us on the Facebook page all during the program here. All righty. To Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, we go. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we all know, or at least we should all know, that America has got to stop being naive about China. China is not our friend.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. This is a very dangerous and complex world in which we live. And I think even Nikki Haley recently talked about the idea of not being naive any longer about China. I think we've had a distilled view of China for a time, meaning that, well, there's a lot of stuff that's made in China, we get a lot of products from China, et cetera, et cetera. But in the end, just as Nikki Haley is pointing out, they have a very, very different system in China, namely it's a communist government, and they have particular designs in the world, their place in the world, and what they would like to see happen over the next 50 to 100 years, and it's a very, very serious thing in relation to our republic. It's just that simple.
They want to be the power player in the world, and they saw an opportunity where they could take advantage of the world and get things back at an even playing field as far as the economy was going, because everything on their side of the fence was starting to go into the toilet. They had an opportunity. They took advantage of it. And again, whether you want to say or whether or not it can ever be proven that this was done on purpose or accidentally, it was done. They didn't stop it. They had a chance, and the rest of the world paid for it.
Well, that appears to be what we're watching sort of play out. One of the things, Captain, that it boggles, I think, so many Americans' minds is why don't we hear, especially from the Democrat elite, why don't we hear more focus on what happened, just as you're talking about? What happened in Wuhan? What happened in China? How did it get out? Why didn't they stop it? But yet we still seem to have this sort of focus on Donald Trump, for some odd reason, which literally takes Everything, you know, takes away from everything else that actually is occurring in our world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very disturbing.
Well, I'm going to answer your question because Terry's asking a question, okay, and I'm going to answer it here. His question in the chat room, Terry up in Nashville, what I want to know is when is somebody going to go to jail? So much evidence on the swamp. Well, it's not provable evidence yet, but Terry, listen to Attorney General Barr and heed his words.
When the special counsel report was released last year, you were accused by critics of putting your thumb on the scale in the president's favor. Are you doing the president's bidding in General Flynn's case?
No, I'm doing the law's bidding. I'm doing my duty under the law as I see it.
You know you're going to take a lot of incoming for this decision. Are you prepared for that?
Yeah, I'm prepared for that. But I also think it's sad that nowadays these partisan feelings are so strong that people have lost any sense of justice.
Now, Terry, again, this is directed to you to answer your question. He says, I'm doing my duty under the law as I see it. Now, here's the important part. We all know that there have been allegations of laws that have been violated. However, it takes more than just somebody saying something. They got to come up with the proof. They got to come up with the undisputable evidence. We had a woman yesterday, Kyle. I don't know what her name was, but she had said under oath that she had heard Barack Obama. She was going to tell Barack Obama about the investigations. Flynn was being wiretapped, and he said he already knew it. Remember?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, yesterday she said she didn't recall saying anything.
Precisely. Well, mm-hmm. And I would sort of echo what you're talking about, Captain. They have to get the evidence, and every single little part of it has to be documented. And not to be facetious here, but, you know, when you had the whistleblower, so-called whistleblower, about Donald Trump and the evil phone call to Ukraine, you know, the Democrats all said, that's all we need. Let's go to impeach the president, et cetera, et cetera. But for some reason, Republicans, of course, are held to a higher standard, and especially when you're trying to go after members of the swamp who have a particular bent for the left, it's mm-hmm. very difficult, and you have to be...
And as we get ready to go to break, because here comes the music, Kyle, who was it on the Democratic side that talked to what he thought were Russians? Who was that did that?
Well, that would have been Adam Schiff.
All right, hold on, because, folks, when we come back, we're going to revisit that conversation. We are going to revisit that conversation that Adam Schiff had, thinking he was talking to Russians.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Now, if you're suffering with pain and you don't know how to get rid of it, or maybe you're taking some heavy-duty drugs and the drugs don't exactly work it, they've got side effects, or maybe you're loading up on ibuprofen or Aleve or whatever it is you're doing, I've got an idea for you with an all-natural product that's actually good for you. Okay, it'll not only help you reduce swelling and inflammation, it'll also help you in the healing process with what's in the product. And to find out more, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, there's a little 2.5 minute video tutorial with Pete and Seth Talbot on it. Click on the video, watch the video, they'll tell you all about what's in it and how it works, and then sign up for the 3-week quick start Relief Factor, $19.95, 3-week quick start, $19.95. And you'll know by the end of the second week, maybe into the third week, but most people know by the end of the second week whether or not it's going to work. And if it does, boom, you're in like fun and away you go. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. I've been on the product for 4 years, and it works for me. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want you to listen to this because Adam Schiff was the only Democrat that actually carried on a conversation with who he thought was Vladimir Putin. You ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Hi. All right. I'm going to put Mr. Schiff on the phone, and then I guess are you going to transfer him to Mr. Parubi?
Yes, of course.
Great. Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Schiff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
I know that you work for investigation regarding Trump and Russian government.
Yes.
We know some important information about it.
And that is documented as well in materials you want to provide to us?
Yes. Could I explain you where we are?
Yes, of course. But, you know, again, I would just caution that Our Russian friends may be listening to the conversation, so I wouldn't share anything over the phone that you don't want them to hear.
No, I don't think that it will impact on our investigation.
Yes. Well, please, go ahead then.
In November 2013, Mr. Trump visited Moscow. He visited a competition Miss Universe, and there he met with Russian journalist and celebrity Ksenia Sobchak.
I'm sorry, can you explain that again? While he was in Moscow in November 2013, he met with a journalist and...
Well, she's a poor journalist. But anyway, she became famous because of Putin is her godfather.
Okay, Putin is a godfather. Okay.
She's also known as a person who provides girls for escort for oligarchs, and she met with Trump and she brought him one-hour Russian girl, celebrity Olga Buzova, who also known as a person with a strange reputation.
Olga, and how do you spell her name?
Olga Buzova.
Buzova. So
yes.
Olga Buzova is a friend of the reporter Sobchak?
Yes, she's a friend of a reporter and I think the special agent of Russian Secret Service, Ksenia Sobchak.
That Sobchak is or Olga is?
No, Sobchak is Ksenia.
Okay, and so Buzova met with Trump in New York at some point after the 2013 Miss Universe
yes.
pageant.
All right, I'm going to stop it there because, Kyle, this goes on for 8.5 minutes, and he sat there and got sucked right into it.
I know, I remember. It's really hilarious, you know, to hear Adam Schiff. You know, he's very serious, you know, and he thinks maybe he's hit the mother load here,
yeah.
You know. And then later on in the conversation, you know, he also sort of throws around the lingo, as I recall. He's like, you know, tell me the nature of the compromat, you know.
But do you remember the bit about the naked pictures they had? They said, we have naked pictures on Trump. And that got leaked to the press. Now, where do you think it got leaked from? That right there. It was Adam Schiff. It was Adam Schiff.
Well, and see, here's the thing. He was trying to get stuff from foreigners about Trump, and this was about, you know, I mean, all the stuff that the Democrats claimed that somehow President Trump was doing, they seem to be doing themselves.
Okay.
And it was really quite hilarious.
Well,
it shows exactly what
here's why I'm even bringing this up, because Adam Schiff is a pathological liar. He has lied. He's been caught lying. The documentation, the notes, all the things we're hearing, and there's more documents to be released too, Kyle, that's going to even further implicate Schiff and just absolutely destroy any credibility that he's got. But then again, it probably won't bother him because he's a moron.
Well, he's
a lying moron.
Well, he's kind of a weird cat, you know. He seems to be very driven to have some sort of success about bringing down Donald Trump. I mean, he actually stood there in the well of the Senate droning on and on and on, and I just can't imagine that anybody sat there thinking, this is really good. You know, he's really good. He's really on top of things. He just has this very weird way. And of course, he also told us, Captain, there was plenty of evidence of collusion. Because it was all in the public domain. We just had to want to see it. And when I heard him say that, I think it was on The View, if I recall correctly.
Yep.
That just didn't ring true to me. It felt like, okay, now, well, we see exactly what you're doing here.
He lied all the time, and then he had a cooperative media that went right along with him, ran all the stories, all the lies. And now it's been proven with beyond any shadow of a doubt. But here's the thing, and we got to be careful about this. We could try everything that's gone on about Flynn and about all the different people that got in trouble, the Trump people. We could try it all on television with the stuff that we saw. But that doesn't make it undisputable evidence.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, the two entirely different realms. What I think is frustrating so much, Captain, to the American public is that so much of this is in the TV realm, so to speak.
It's taking a while, and again, television is television. You can say anything you want on television, and it doesn't make it the truth.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
When you sit down at a court of law and you swear to tell the truth, then that's the documented truth. But in a lot of these cases, we did not know what was going on behind the scenes because we couldn't find out.
Precisely.
Closed-door sessions.
Well, that's right. And I do think Americans are very frustrated because they find that so many in the media generally are sort of in lockstep with the very politicians who are doing these bad things.
Now, let me ask you a question. California's governor now has announced that his state will become the first state to order mail-in ballots sent to all the voters due to the pandemic. Where does he get the authority to do that from?
Well, that's a good question. I suppose they would say something about this emergency and people can't go out to vote and this kind of thing. But as far as I know, Captain, you can request an absentee ballot. It's quite easy.
Yes, you can request it, but the governor doesn't. He can't just send it to everybody.
Exactly. Well, I'm sure that there will likely be some challenges to that. And you know, on its face, people might say, oh, well, that's so nice. They'll just send it to me in the mail and this kind of thing. But what's happening, though, of course, is it seems like there's a more of a taking of the control of how the elections are actually done at a state level, as opposed to even at the county level and so forth, where you go into your voting place. And of course, you know, the old adage, I have to bring this up. I think it was a famous socialist, or namely Joseph Stalin, right? I think he said, doesn't matter, you know, who votes, it's who counts the votes. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of falls into that realm.
Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Schiff lied about the Trump investigation, and the media let him get away with it and ran with all his stories as if it was a God's honest truth, and none of it was. Not one item, none of it.
Well, no, and see, what they were trying to do, and this is, you know, something that I think we talked about back during impeachment, there wasn't a critical mass in the country to impeach the president.
Mm-hmm.
But back during the Nixon administration, there was that critical mass forming. And I think what the Democrat strategy was to go out and try to make it so overwhelming that the polls are so overwhelmingly against Trump and for impeachment and on and on and on that somehow he's sort of forced from office. I think that was part of the gambit that they were trying to play. But you're right. What's happening in the media realm is not what's happening in a court of law or in any other venue where you'd have to prove things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just opinion. Yeah.
Right. Well, we're getting ready to take a break, but before we take the break, who got a haircut yesterday at the Dallas Beauty Salon's shop?
Well, it wasn't me. I'm in need of one, but it wasn't me. It was Ted Cruz, though.
Monday, all our barbershops and beauty salons open up in Florida.
I know, so I've got to start driving now.
Not the gyms.
Yeah, exactly. No, but it was Ted Cruz who went and got a haircut.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he was happy to do that and happy to support her. And I was glad to see that. And hopefully that'll give her a whole bunch of extra business because even though she's got the GoFundMe page with $500,000 plus in it, nothing like being in business and having business, right?
Absolutely.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition. And you hear it at various times in various markets all across the country. This is the show that started it all 20 years ago. We first started out on the weekend with a one-hour show, then a two-hour, now a three-hour, and 4 hours during the week. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former Senate staffer accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 27 years ago is saying she's not getting the same fair treatment as he calls for women in other cases.
And his campaign is
taking this position that they want all women to be able to speak safely. I have not experienced that.
In the interview on the Megyn Kelly show, Reed said she's faced hostility on social media and even death threats since coming forward with her allegation. Kelly asked Reed whether or not she thinks Joe Biden should step out of the race.
You and I were there, Joe Biden. Please step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the President of the United States.
When Biden was asked about her comments, he responded by saying once again, well, look, nothing ever happened with Reed. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle, who's hanging in on the phone. We'll get to him in a minute. I would just need to let everybody know that this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico, Geico Insurance, spelled GEICO.com. Now, why don't you try doing a little comparison on your insurance policy? See what they can do for your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your boat, your ATV, your RV, your ski-doo, your sea-doo. They've even got homeowners and renters insurance, too, and they might be able to save you a bunch of money. Now, they've just rolled back their rates 15% for people that either are buying policies or have policies that are renewing from April the 8th until October the 7th. So if you're in that window and you want to look to see if you can save some money, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. I've had my insurance with them for 14 years. They do a good job. My rates are competitive. I get a safe driver discount every year. My rates continue to go down, and I don't need to worry about my car insurance. How about that for just for the heck of it? All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, got to say hello to everybody in the chat room that's chiming in. Because we got you're in there yourself, and we've got Terry and Nashville in there, got Al in Nebraska, got Richard the Marine out there in Oregon, got Steve over in Thailand. Major Mac is not in the chat room, but he's talking to me. We got Jerry, we got Dan the Navy Man, we got Steve, so I already mentioned Steve, sorry. We got Judy's talking to me on the Messenger, Terry. A different Terry with an I talking to me on the Messenger. And then Kelly talking to me on the Messenger. And Rita and Robert And those are the people that are in there right now that are conversing back and forth. And you can get over there, too. Just go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like the page. And when I see that, then I'll put you in the chat room. There you go. Now, Kyle, Iran-linked hackers have targeted the virus drug maker Gilad. Now, this is important because what drug is it that all of a sudden is hot to trot and they're making?
Remdesivir, yeah.
And they just got their website hacked, but so did some other pharmaceutical companies, including the ones that make the hydroxychloroquine. I wonder what's going on there. And they're linked to Iran, of all places.
Well, that's right, Captain. And Iran's mission to the United Nations denies any involvement
in the
attacks. And they say the Iranian government does not engage in cyber warfare, according to their spokesman.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so, you know, but this is evidently what they've been trying to do. They've been trying to get into Gilead Sciences. One of the cases that we understand, a fake email login page, is sent, or a fake email, you know, trying to get people to log in to, they think they're logging into their account, but they're really sending their username and password to the hackers. So people have to be very careful, especially in big corporate, you know, situations like that. Not everything gets filtered out. You know, there are ways to go after that kind of stuff and try to stop it before it gets in to their own network. But again, whenever you see something that looks kind of funky, you know, you call your administrator or delete it or just get rid of it and make a phone call or something. That's one of the easiest ways that that hackers can do that. Now, what Gilead is saying is they're not going to discuss the details of what may or may not have been, of course, any kind of attack on them. But again, this is a very, very serious thing, especially at this time, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden, I would say, is not very technically savvy based on a couple of things I've seen on the Internet.
Fair enough, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's also not savvy when it comes to trying to get rid of this sexual assault allegation against him by this woman, Tara Reid, because he finally addressed his former Senate staffer, the allegation against him, with a denial. And his party is kind of responding they're not really marching in lockstep and they're not really enthusiastic. They've all kind of got the same line. But this is what Alejandro Ocasio-Cortez had to say, old AOC. She said, there have been investigative journalists that have corroborated certain aspects of her account that is undeniable and have raised questions about other aspects of her account. So she just double-talked that one, right?
Right, right.
And then she said, it certainly seems as though something has happened. I'm not sure. Frankly, this is a messy moment, and I think we need to acknowledge that this is not clear-cut. Now, she goes on. I think there's a lot of watching how our leadership and our culture and our media respond to this, and I don't think the response overall has been sufficient. It's very difficult because this is hyper-politicalized zones, right? She asked the reporter that. Then she says, instead of focusing on her account, instead of focusing on her story, as a survivor, people are fast-forwarding to the political implications. Do you want Trump to win? Will you be voting for Joe Biden? And that denies justice for the situation. That's AOC and her comments.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, obviously, you know, we've been in this political situation before, quite recently, with Brett Kavanaugh. And there seemed to be a pretty much, you know, lockstep effort to not really believe anything that Brett Kavanaugh was saying about the accusations, and so on and so on. And we all remember. But when she said this isn't clear cut, I would beg to differ, because there seems to be a lot more going on with Tara Reid's complaint than there ever was with Dr. Blasey Ford's complaint, and especially because Tara Reid seems to have contemporaneous sayings of this incident where she told people she knew, but at the same time then the phone call was made to Larry King and on it went. There just seems to be a lot more there that needs to be checked out. So she's double talking the whole situation, AOC is.
Well, we have a big-time double standard going here, as is normally the case. And even the New York Times op-ed that came out that was written by Linda Hirschman, a far-left activist, who, by the way, is a Me Too person, she said, readers need to just suck it up and vote for Biden, even if he's guilty.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what she said.
Well, that's, you know, again, that goes against, you know, everything that I was thinking our society was working out about these kinds of serious allegations, you know. And to say that, again, that all that has to do, Captain, it just shows that, nope, just the TDS has just gotten to these people. That's it. And no matter what, it's just about beating Trump. And
well,
what happened to a young woman, that just throw all that out the window.
Well, let's just throw this out there, and let's get it all out there on the table right now before we have to go to our next break. First, it was Stormy Daniels, right?
Right, right.
Then the Russian collusion, right?
Right.
Followed by the Ukrainian hoax, right?
That's right.
Now it's a coronavirus pandemic, correct?
That's right.
And, of course, the resulting economic catastrophe we got going, right?
Right.
Now they, the Democrats, never give up. But who is the they? They can't possibly be, oh gosh, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Maxine Waters, AOC, could it?
Well, sometimes it feels like there's something else sort of going on with, but you know, whatever is manipulating.
And their IQ totaled together, the way they act and the way they talk, multiplied by 1,000, isn't enough brain power to take down our president, in my opinion.
Right, I agree.
And in my opinion, this is a very wealthy, very cunning, globalist, elitist cabal led by none other than George Soros. Talk about the deep state. That's the deep state. George Soros and his money directing the show.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people are worried about that very kind of thing. But in general, Captain, I think that, you know, the United States for a long time has been that shining city on a hill. Yep. That's the beat.
Well, fast forward and go backwards for a minute with me. The coronavirus is a real pandemic. It's an epidemic, but it never should have gotten to where we shut the country down. It quickly turned into a target of opportunity and likely an offshoot of the socialist, communist, coward pivot strategy that I learned about a long time ago, that's from 1963. And the goal of the coward pivot strategy was to overwhelm the U.S. economic system, to bury the economy under a mountain of debt, to take down capitalism, to bankrupt every business owner in America, and turn America into a socialist basket case like Cuba. Sound familiar?
Yes, very much so.
It's happening right now.
Very much so.
It's happening right now.
Well, because, in other words, what is the solution here? Because, for example, if nobody can pay their rent, generally speaking, or if rent is deferred by law, for example, the way that they want to do in New York City, this kind of thing, or in different places in the country as well, but then the people that own the buildings, they can't pay their notes on the buildings, so then the government has to come in and step in, I guess, to help them, but what about the financial institutions? And on it goes until finally you reach that point where only the government's controlling stuff.
Yeah, well, hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, and we've got the Professor Emeritus on the line, Dan the Man. We'll get into him, too. We got to do a little bit of chatting about the weather and what's going on, because we do have some really cold temperatures tonight across about half the country. And we've had some bad storms today. We're going to have some more over the weekend. We'll tell you where they're going to be. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center nearest you and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stops anymore, the largest truck stop chain across the country, over 400 locations, Pilots and Flying J.
Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
All righty, that's the Georgia Satellites. Keep your hands to yourself. All righty, there you go. And that's this hour's Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And I'll tell you what, it's always a lot of fun to play some of those classics. All righty, let's go out to California. I'm going to read the weather statement first. And by the way, the Commonwealth of Kentucky tonight, temperature is going to be down in the 20s in some areas out there. And we had a caller from the Lexington area call in and tell us his thoughts and prayers are with the farmers. Going to be a rough night for some of you farmers out there in the cold country up there. And we'll get into all that right now. Well below average temperatures with widespread record lows are likely across the eastern, central, and southern U.S. this weekend. Basically, the eastern two-thirds of the U.S., an extensive area of freeze watches, freeze warnings, along with frost advisories, are in effect right now. Now, meanwhile, above-average temperatures are expected again in the west, out there in parts of California, parts of Arizona, and Nevada around Las Vegas. Now, the record highs again are possible in the Great Basin and Pacific Northwest. Now, Kyle, out there in California, I'm looking again at the high desert, and it looks like coming east out of Barstow towards Nevada is pretty much where the really high temperatures are again.
That's right, Captain, and we're seeing a little bit of reprieve here over, we expect here over the weekend, some of those very high temperatures in California, and of course as we go across the Southwest, we had even more triple digits. Some of that is supposed to subside as the offshore winds begin to die down a little bit, but temperatures in the area, and even through the Southwest, I believe, been running about 5 to 8 degrees above normal that we typically have for this time of year, so it's been quite a thing, and hopefully we'll get a little bit of rest.
Well, my friends Debbie and Tom, who used to live in Florida, who now live out there in Arizona, I told them, I says, you know, you got to get out in the sunlight, get some sun, get some of that vitamin D going. They said, yep, we'll get out there in 100-degree temperatures in the sunlight.
Right.
Yeah, well, okay, we kind of, you know, I got that, but still, you know, there's got to be some shade somewhere where it'd only be 98, not 100-plus. But anyway, it is what it is. So let's drift on up there. Now, you talk about the freeze warnings and whatnot. We've got frost warnings tonight up in Idaho, going up I-15, Idaho Falls towards Montana. Got some windy conditions in northeastern Montana as well as the western part of North Dakota, South Dakota. Got freeze warnings up in the northeastern corner of North Dakota right now over towards Minnesota. Now, Minnesota, southeastern Minnesota, you've got a hard freeze warning there. Most of Wisconsin is the same way. You've got all of Iowa, let's see, the western part of Iowa, and then down into Missouri, and the eastern part of Nebraska, the eastern part of Kansas, the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, the northern part of Arkansas, the northern part of Louisiana. You have got a hard it's a frost warning, not a hard freeze. The hard freeze, though, starts right about the southeastern corner again of Minnesota, most of Wisconsin, all of Illinois, all of Indiana, half of Michigan, most of Kentucky, the central part of Tennessee, the mountains of South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, all of West Virginia, about half of Pennsylvania, and then Ohio and up along I-90 again, over towards Syracuse, I-90 north, all the way to Lake Ontario and up to Watertown. And that's where the hard freeze warning is in effect.
That's right, Captain. And a lot of this, of course, is because what they call the polar vortex.
Yeah.
And a lot of the fruit trees and those fruit-bearing trees are starting to bloom.
They're budding out.
Exactly. Now, so these low temperatures down into the 20s.
Not good.
It's not good. Up in northern Michigan in Traverse City, they're known, I think, as the cherry capital of the world. They're going to see low temperatures in that range maybe several times over the next week.
Yeah.
And so up and down through that area is going to be bad.
And then, not to be outdone, the northern half of Maine tonight, you have a winter storm warning. So you got snow up in Maine. All right, let's bring Dan the Man into the mixture here. What's temperature where you're at? How cold is it going to be up there in Lafayette, Indiana?
Well, I just did my run, and it's 34 degrees. So I've got my sock cap, my gloves, my coat, my scarf on for my nightly run. And we're supposed to be at 32, but I think they misforecast that because it's going to drop a little colder than freezing tonight.
You got clear skies tonight?
Clear skies. I can see the moon, the stars, everything. Not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, it'll drop more than that at this time of night for sure. Okay, so what's on your... By the way, I asked you already if you heard me last night when we had Colonel Jim on. You said part of it, but if you get a chance, go back and listen to that first hour last night. It is a classic on what happened to General Flynn and why they were doing what they were doing. The Obamas, I mean.
Yeah, well, the Obamas, you know, that goes without... They brought dirty Chicago politics to Washington, D.C., and it's not going to leave for a while.
Nope.
That's the way they've always done it. So, I mean, they were in tight with some of the biggest crooks in Chicago. But anyway, besides that, we're talking about, you know, the current gang of leadership in the Democrat Party in the House.
Yep.
And let me tell you, you said they weren't very smart. No, they got enough power to run a 4-watt light bulb. But mm-hmm. when it comes to destructive stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, they run at 100 watts, these mm-hmm. people. So, you're looking at that. Kyle made mention of it. That's kind of what he kind of stole my thunder. You look at housing right now. This could be the worst housing crisis. This could make the one in 08 and 09 look pale. You can't make your... Can't make your house payment. You can't pay the bank, the mortgage company, whatever. The bond.
They got a 3-month reprieve, and it's going to be over in about a month.
Well, I'm telling you right mm-hmm. now, I hear this, but I have other people that say, "No, I don't have a reprieve. I've got to make this."
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still not open completely yet. I have to go to the bank. I can go into the lobby if I make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
It's inconvenient, and it's just plain stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the Republican governors, a lot of them, including mine, are acting as dumb as some of the Democrats.
Now, you want to talk about dumb? Let me mention something here for a minute before I have to let you go. Dr. Fauci yesterday came out and said there is no reason that people should have to wear masks. Dr. Fauci.
Well, it's about time. It's about time.
Yeah, but who was the one that started the mask? It was him.
Right. At first, they mm-hmm. said no. But you go back to February, they said, no, you don't need it. And then 2 weeks later, they said, yeah, you do need it. And it seems like the closer we get to this state opening up, like a lot of states, the more barriers they put in your way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the mask thing made a whole difference at all.
Nope.
But it's just the fact that
okay.
we got suckered into a fraud that people believe.
Well, let me let you go because I got to move on, and we will talk to you again next week, and you have yourself a nice warm night.
Yeah. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, and you know, Kyle, I understand, Dan, you know, I feel his pain. I've been there, done that, but I don't even want to tell him what the temperature is. I don't want him to feel bad.
No kidding, yeah. About the same here.
All right, and tell everybody how we can hear your show, my friend.
Sure, yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle Warren and Dan the Man. And when we come back after the top of the hour news, you're welcome to opine if you'd like at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. I got a lot more on the list. I got a whole bunch of audio lined up for tonight here. A lot of things were said yesterday, and we're going to get into them as we move along in the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.